What's going on, K-State Nation? The Purple Project Podcast Daily. A busy one continues here the first full week of May. Eddie Greer III, your host of the Purple Project Podcast, was all about what's going on in the world of Kansas State Athletics here in Manhattan, Kansas, where your host, Curran Lowe, is at. Here, real quickly here, I want to give a quick update on the recruiting side of K-State men's basketball, and their D roster number is continuing to spike up in the right direction. You're going to get a lot of basketball news this week here, if not already. So this is what it's for, right? This is what this podcast is for, right? Try to cover all things K-State. And on the same day, Monday was a busy day for K-State men's basketball. Already talked about Dorian Finister, who committed right on the spot for K-State on his first try, had no second chances, no second thoughts whatsoever. He made a commitment right there on the spot, and not even 5 hours later, they get another one here. I did not mention this, but I'm going to talk about it right now. I don't have that much information on him, but the JUCO transfer, Naquan Tomlin, also committed to K-State back on Monday as well, and he did it via Instagram. See, we didn't have this technology when I was we had Facebook, obviously, when I was in when I was going to my community college / K-State, but I did not have a Twitter. And then, like all these kids now do as well, all these students do now, so they're taking advantage. It's all about, again, having to throw this one in there, the Wildcat NIL deal that we have in here now. You know, these student athletes can promote themselves to a possible better future, right? So, but here, we're talking about recruiting here for right now. I had to just throw that in there real quick. You got some size. Tomlin got some size on him. 6'8". That's going to be huge for Jerome Tang now. And by the count of this podcast, obviously, this daily, this is going to be 7 players now in head coach Jerome Tang's first full year coming up this fall as men's head coach of this basketball team. And that size right there. Now, again, I do not have Naquan's numbers at this time, but I just wanted to come on here and announce him as well. So again, he also, I have not talked about Taj Branning, apparently the other K-Stater who made his commitment, I believe it was a week before. So good things come to those who waited. Obviously, Coach Tang has waited a long time to be in this role, and he's making things happen here in his first full month of K-State here in Manhattan. So that's huge for them. 6'8", JUCO transfer, Naquan Tomlin made the announcement on his Instagram page that he's coming here to K-State, which puts it at 7. Obviously, we came into this deal only 2 players on here. Obviously, Marquise Noel and Ish Mashud leading the charge along the way with Coach Tang as well. So, and also to boot here, as well, while I'm on this subject here, the coaching staff continues to get bigger as well here for the coaching staff here. Recently, as of Tuesday, Kevin Sutton has been hired on as his director of basketball strategies there as well. So Kevin Sutton add a new face to the K-State staff here as well, the director now, the new director of basketball strategies as well. So definitely things are happening here in Coach Tang's first offseason here as well. So again, and I mentioned on the Finister Daily that, you know, we were, Coach Tang scheduled a 5-star recruit. Now, this brought up some memories here. While I was thinking about that, I was like, oh, damn. Now, look at this. Now, Wally Judge, when I came here to K-State, he was highly recruited as a 5-star recruit here. And I just left the tab. I'm going to have to go find it again here. If you guys give me a second, this is the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition here. as well. Eddie Greer here for a few more minutes here. I go find that. Okay, yes, this weekend. Obviously, we had a couple coming through to Manhattan, Kansas this weekend, and we got one on the spot that was Dorian Finister. We're going to get another few visits this weekend. Here, a five-star recruit, Julian Phillips, will make his official visit to K-State this weekend as well. So I want to throw that one into the popcorn mix as well. And oh boy, they have been in. Now, I haven't heard anything about the Detroit transfer. I might have missed it, but I haven't heard anything yet about him. Obviously, he was in the running for K-State as well. And you can throw in this guy in here as well. A five-star recruit in here is the first five-star recruit going back to Wally Judge. And that was in the Frank Martin era as well. So I want to throw that in there, K-State fans, as well. So there you have it, folks. Naquan Tomlin made it official. He's a Wildcat here in Manhattan, Kansas, here for the upcoming fall season for the 2022-23 men's basketball season for the new head coach, Coach Tang, in Manhattan. As well, we got a couple more big things as well here. Obviously, coming up, the 100th episode of the Purple Project podcast coming up in a couple weeks, man. Can't wait for that, obviously. And obviously, there's a surprise, a brewing announcement here coming up as well. There, I have to wait on another hurdle, or two, but there's a good possibility, a good announcement, a big time announcement. Not, I shouldn't say big, but I am going to say it. A big announcement coming up for this podcast. I'm not going to spill any details yet until they come finalized as well. I just got off the phone with someone just prior to me hopping on board of this daily podcast. So definitely K-State fans, some things on this podcast are in the works. That is for sure. So a really exciting time for the Purple Project podcast, along with the K-State men's basketball program. They got things moving, and so do we here on this podcast as well. And if you haven't listened to episode 97 of TropeW, you might want to do that as well. Along with, make sure you hit that subscribe button as well of the Purple Project podcast weekly edition. Man, this podcast has come so far since the first episode of this podcast. So we're making some moves, man. That's for sure. And that's exciting to see. I try to post things daily, every day, outside of just your normal K-State podcast as well. So we try to do things the right way here. I know we're not, me and my fellow coach Alex, and we're not that close to the team, but I'm here in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm a tad closer, not than we used to when we were with the Wildcat 91.9. But obviously, things are moving in the right direction for this podcast. I'm very excited to see where this goes, assuming that the announcement falls. I will bring the word to you guys. So make sure you're subscribed to this podcast. You should be getting dailies every day on the podcast, whether it's baseball, track and field, rowing, going on right now as well. Tennis just wrapped up, along with golf as well. If recruiting news comes between basketball and football, we'll do our best to bring it to you on this podcast. The Purple Project Podcast, did it! Wherever you find your podcast, folks, whether that's Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Odyssey, and a couple more out there as well. Well, that's going to do it on this K-State recruiting / promotion edition of this podcast. Appreciate you guys. Again, make sure you tell, if you're living close to Manhattan, whether that's Junction City, Wamego, Topeka, Kansas City, or outside the state, or outside the U.S., make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about TropeW. Eddie Greer III signing out. Go Cats! This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast.